From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has received a request for more forces from the top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan. General Stanley McChrystal is believed to be asking for up to 40,000 additional troops there. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
General McChrystal's request for more troops is still making its way through the military chain of command, but it was provided to President Obama late last week. Normally, before such a document gets forwarded to the president, senior military leaders would weigh in with their comments and recommendations. That will still happen, says Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell.
The president will receive those comments as well, but he wanted to read this over the weekend, I understand it, and so the secretary provided it to him.
Meaning Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Morrell says Gates is himself still undecided on the question of whether to send more troops. President Obama is chairing two meetings at the White House this week to plot a new strategy for the war in Afghanistan. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Italy's highest court has rejected a law that shielded Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi from prosecution. Some pending corruption cases can now proceed. The law gave Berlusconi and a handful of other top Italian government officials legal immunity from prosecution. Today, Berlusconi said he would not resign from office, and he called prosecutors in the case liars. A Justice Department survey shows most children are directly or indirectly exposed to violence. The authors say this is the first national comprehensive study of its kind. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The authors asked children about their experience of 48 different forms of violence, ranging from threats online to violent sexual assaults. Dr. David Finkelhor was a lead researcher.
We now have estimates of various kinds of violence exposure in childhood that we did not have before, like the fact that nearly 1 in 10 kids witnesses an assault in their family over the course of a year.
1 in 4 children reported being robbed, and 1 in 10 reported being injured in an assault. 6% were sexually assaulted. Attorney General Eric Holder spoke about the report at a youth violence event in Chicago.
We are not going to rest until we've done everything that we can to protect the American people, to protect American children, and to stem this tide of violence.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI says nearly 100 people have been indicted for alleged participation in an identity theft ring. The agency says the suspects used email to lure computer users to a fake website where they were asked to give their account numbers and then their passwords to banks and other financial institutions. It's called a phishing scam. Some of the suspects were apparently based in Egypt from where they sent emails. On Wall Street before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 4 points at 9,726. The NASDAQ was up 6 points at 2109. The S&P 500 was up, too. This is NPR. Three scientists will share this year's Nobel Award for Chemistry. Americans Venkatraman Ramakrishnan and Thomas Stites, along with Israeli Ada Yonatz, are cited for their work on how cells make protein. The scientists mapped the cells at the atomic level. Their work has guided medical researchers who make antibiotics. The federal government wants to create new wild horse preserves in the Midwest and eastern United States. The plan is designed to address conflicts between ranchers and wild horse advocates in the West, where the animals now roam. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Without much water, grass in the West doesn't grow very fast, so the federal government rounds up wild horses before they run out of food. This year, the Department of the Interior is spending nearly $30 million to care for captured horses. During a telephone conference call, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said that's unsustainable.
It's a problem that has been simmering and growing over time, and it's time for us to land on a long-term solution.
Salazar wants to establish preserves farther east and remove even more of the 36,000 wild horses now in the West. That proposal angers wild horse advocates. They say the government is favoring ranchers who pay to let their cattle graze on that same public land. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Scientists say they found a new ring around Saturn, one of the largest planets in the solar system. Officials had to use infrared imaging on the Spitzer-Tate's telescope to locate the ring because it's mostly invisible, made up of ice and dust. It's also thought to affect two of Saturn's moons. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.